As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and to shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sisters, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, as you shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on. Come on, brothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, fathers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Let's go down, come on down, don't you wanna go down? Come on, mothers, let's go down, down to the river to pray. As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and to shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way.
Lord,
I was thinking over there, we need time like Joshua when he prayed for the sun to move back. If we could buy about 15 minutes, we'd be just about right. Added benefit of having your young people in Adventist education. This is the third of five church services that our young people will be putting on this spring. We have three in a row now. Next Sabbath, we will be at the Pasadena Church down in Southern California, putting on the church service for them. And then two Sabbaths from now, we will be in Fairmont. And so, real benefit to have our young people lead out in worship. There is no experience like it, and I think they've done a beautiful job. Thank you. My belief is that if they learn to participate and lead out in worship now, they won't be like us old people who get so nervous about it, we can't get up and do anything with it. They do it while they're young and energetic and do a beautiful job. Don't want to take a long time, and I know that they'll say an amen to that. I want to share with you a little bit about stress. Anybody have any stress in their life right now? I have to tell you, it was 2 months ago, and it seems like it was a million years ago, and it seems like it was yesterday. We had our WASC evaluation, and it was Friday, and my checklist was about that long for things that needed to be done. And I had run the hot lunch list over to the cafeteria to get that all ready. And I drove back over in our Explorer, and we traded that off with our son in Southern California because there were troubles with it. And I jumped out and I remembered I needed to say something to a couple of the girls in the senior class. And so I jumped out of the car and left it running right on the side of the curb there. And I ran into Bible class and was coming back because then I needed to go downtown and take care of a couple of things. And I took care of the business and came running back to open the door with the car still running, and it was locked. I'm going to tell you, that was one of the most stressful times of my life because my list, as I said, was that long. And I said, Jesus, please help me because I don't know what to do. This car could sit here until it runs out of gas, which would be a long time because we just filled it up. And I had a lot of things that I needed to do with the car running around. And so finally, I went over to the shop, was able to get a pair of pliers and a long rod, and I was able to get it in there and open it up. But I had a long talk with the Lord about that. I said, Lord, why? Why me? Why now? Why here? I could do it next week. I could have done it last week. But right now, Friday, and the people are coming on Sunday, and I've got to have everything ready. And so I wrestle with God sometimes about stress in my life and why He allows certain things to come at certain times. I used to pray that the Lord would make sure that my kids didn't have any stress in their life, and we worked hard to make that happen too, and then all of a sudden it began to dawn on me that the stresses and problems that come in life, unfortunately, are the times when I learn to depend on God. And when everything's going smooth, I say, thank you, God, appreciate you being there, but I think I'm cruising along right now just fine. I'll check back in with you when I get in trouble the next time. And then I stub my toe and I'm back where I thought I was. Take your Bibles and turn with me. There's a verse over in the New Testament that Paul says in talking about trials, because we want to just focus on that for just a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 9 and 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Now, Paul had lots of stress. He had lots of struggles. He had lots of problems. But here's what he said about it. And this is the thing that really, it's tough for me. Starting with verse, he talks about the thorn in the flesh that God gave him. And he prayed three times to have it taken away. And the Lord said no, but notice what the Lord said. Verse 9, but he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why God, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults and hardships and persecutions and difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am what? Strong. How many of you are delighting in your stresses and weaknesses right now? Kind of tough to do. kind of tough to do. It's hard for us to keep that focus. And I realize that the devil is the one who actually creates a lot of the stress for us. He comes in because his idea is, if I have lots of things going on in my life and bad things are happening, guess what? I can say, God, you didn't promise this to me. I shouldn't have to be going through this. I should be able to have smooth sailing right here, right now. And pretty soon, the devil gets us to blame God for our problems in life. Our stresses, our problems, our difficulties in life will do one of two things. It will drive us away from God and we'll blame him for those problems, or it will drive us to him to learn to depend on him. And I believe that the latter is what he desires for us. There's an interesting little paragraph in Ministry of Healing by a little lady who loved to walk with Jesus every day. And here's what she said with what we do with our stress. We begin to worry, don't we? We begin to worry and think about, oh, if I could just do this or fix that, why wouldn't it go away? Here's what she says. Worry is, anybody remember? Blind. Very good. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but Jesus sees the end from the beginning. In every difficulty, he has his way prepared to bring relief. Listen to this. This is the one we learned back years ago. Our Heavenly Father has how many? 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. When our problems come and our stresses rise, like that Friday morning and all like that, God gives us an invitation to learn to depend on him. That's the issue. Will I trust God and his 1,000 ways to get me through this, or will I muddle around and waddle around in all of my problems and forget God in the midst of it? One of my favorite verses over in Philippians chapter 4, where Paul talks about what to do when we have trouble, and again, the idea of always being positive. And he says in Philippians 4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Then he says this, do not be anxious about anything. Now, it's not just a few things. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And what does God promise when we bring everything to him? He says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's what I want. I want that peace that passes all understanding. No matter what the issues are, while I'm waiting for God to provide his 1,000 solutions for all of my problems. So the issue in the end is this. In life, we're going to have struggles. My sense is that it's getting worse and worse, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised about that because Jesus told us that it was going to get worse in the end times, right? And people were going to be so stressed out that their hearts would fail them for fear. And if you look at the news, you can see why. But we as Christians have a better solution. And the better solution is to learn to depend on Jesus through thick and through thin. I don't know what your struggles are. I know some of the students are kind of stressed out about school. We've got finals coming up in a couple of weeks. Maybe some of your struggles have to do with relationships. Or maybe finances just after April 15. Or maybe there are other issues going on, health issues. Maybe there are things that you don't understand that are going on that are causing problems. Maybe it's grief and the loss of a loved one. My invitation to you this morning is to give God the problem and see one of his 1,000 ways to solve it. One of the most beautiful verses we'll close with is back in the Old Testament in Exodus 19. And God calls Moses up on the mountain and he speaks with him and he talks with him. And he explains to him what he has done for his people. And in Exodus chapter 19, it says in verse 4, this is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did in Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings. What a beautiful picture. That when we are in the middle of trouble, and you remember when they came out of Egypt, they had plenty of trouble. 1 million people for 40 years in the wilderness, and God took care of them day by day, provided for everything, kept their enemies away, fought their battles for them and everything else. And the beautiful, apt picture that he gives us is that God will carry us on eagle's wings. My invitation is, whatever your problems are this morning, learn to trust in God and let him carry you on eagle's wings.
Thank you.
Father in heaven, how awesome it is to realize how much you love us and how anxious you are to bring us home to live with you eternally. And in the meantime, to have that picture of issue of bearing us up in our problems on eagle's wings, holding us in the palm of your hands. What an awesome God. What an awesome love. We give you our hearts and our lives. Bless us during this coming week, and thank you for the privilege of worshiping together. In Jesus' name, amen.